KJ4WZM, W4DJW. KJ4WZM, W4DJW. Nothing heard. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu. But before we do that, we'll recognize the pre-net check-in stations. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being there tonight, Fred. KO4RUR, that's Chris over in Greenville. Appreciate you being there, Chris. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. Good to have you with us tonight, Pat. KO4GPE, that's Andrew in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you tonight, Andrew. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KA5WL, Leroy in Taylors. K4RM, that's Fred in Piedmont. Bring with him N4MRY, that's Miss Mary over in Piedmont. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you tonight, Jerry. W4MKH, that's Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. Good to have you tonight, Marshall. Hope you're doing well. And KC4W, that's Bill. He's over in Anderson. Good to have you tonight, Bill. We appreciate the pre-net check-in users using that capability. That's what it's there for. And we're going to take a brief pause here for just a minute to see if we've got any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and would like to see what it's all about. Just throw out my call, W4DJW, or throw out your call, and I'll take it from there.
Hey, I'm standing by. I'm ready whenever you're ready to hand it over, Dave, but I'll wait until you're done with the pre-net stuff and everything.
Okay, Daniel. Well, I finished with the pre-net check-ins and just standing by for brand-new amateur radio operators. So you have this check-in, so you have everything that I have if you have the pre-net check-in. The next thing up is EchoLink stations. We do have a couple EchoLink stations. If you want to pick them up, I'll hand it over to you. W4DJW passing net control over to KJ4WZM. Go ahead, Daniel.
KJ4WZM at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you have any EchoLink stations, EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, this is W4MKH. I pre-checked in, but I'm negative and negative tonight.
Net Control, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Net Control, VK2, Golf Hotel, Victor Kilo number 2, Golf Hotel.
Hi, so I have 3 EchoLink stations that have checked in. I have W4MKH, that is Marshall. Marshall, where are you located at? Would you please come back to me? It's KJ4WZM.
Right. I'm located in Jacksonville, Florida, and like I said, I pre-checked in, but there's no place there to report. You got no traffic or anything, so I usually check in on EchoLink too.
All right, I got you there. Thank you for coming back to me, and I will make sure, because I need to, I just got my net control stuff up, so I'll go ahead and make sure that I do not double count you then. All right, that's W4MKH. That is Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for checking with me, Marshall. Hope you're doing well. Also, I got KF4NUE. That is Chad up in Campobello. Got you checked in. Negative, negative, Chad. And next, I have VK2GH. Would you mind coming back with your name and location? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Yeah, Net Control, VK2, Golf Hotel. Name is Adrian. Alpha, Delta Radio, India, Alpha, November. Over, over.
checking in from.
Okay, checking in from work location, 100 kilometres north of Sydney, Australia, and 100 kilometres south of Newcastle in Sydney, Australia. Back to net control.
Well, thank you for checking in with me. This is my first time talking to someone on amateur radio in Australia. I have not even managed to do that on HF yet. As far as I've talked to on radio waves was Germany. So thank you for checking in with me over Echolink tonight. Now we'd like to recognize VK2GH, Adrian in Sydney, Australia. Thank you for checking in with me. That's awesome. Do I have any other Echolink stations that would like to check in? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. I don't hear any, so tonight being Friday night, we'll go ahead and begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Commuter Net, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Please check in November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. That's N4UZ. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. AF4ET, that's my wife Nancy. We're down here in the suburbs of Grey Court. We ain't in Australia, but that's the way it goes. Glad you got that contact, man. We'll be negative, negative, 73.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
N4UZ, that is Mike. He brings along with him his wife, Nancy, AF4ET. They're at home in Greyport tonight. Also, I'd like to recognize K4XB, Tommy in southern Greenville County. Alrighty, any other stations? Uniform 3 Zulu, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. To Alpha through Delta. Stations of the 7th Severe call beginning with A through D. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Daniel.
4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, and I'll be negative, negative.
4WZM. Please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The name is Roland, located in Pickens. And I would like at this time to say thank you very much to Chad, KO4NUE, for the kindness he has shown me this week. In plain English, he's a good guy. K1CJW.
WZM. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q Daniel, and all on the net.
WZM, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, will be negative and negative tonight, 73 is to you and everybody on the net, and welcome back, Roland.
4WZM, this is Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo, name is Jack, I'm camping up in North Mills River, North Carolina. No traffic, and if I can stay up, I'll stay around for
now. Group folks here that would like to recognize W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KM4BLH, Kurt to Greenville. K1CJW, that is Roland and Pickens. Great to have you back on the radio, Roland. Missed you for a little while there. And, I'm pretty sure that Chad heard you. He's sitting here on Echolink. I see him right now. So your message got through.
Also, I would like to recognize KI4DOS Gary and his wife Joy, K3JOY. They're at home in Easley tonight. Next, KB2BYQ, that is Dave in Easley, and W4APB, that is Jack in North Mills River. Camping and portable. All right, exactly where that is, Jack. It was about, I think it was 2 years ago, around this. This time of year, I rode my bicycle from Traveler's Rest to there and back one day, and it was cold and rainy. That was the longest 80-mile ride I've had on a bicycle. Wasn't the funnest, but it was quite memorable for sure. So I know exactly where that is. Alrighty, any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. All on first go through. That's great. We'll try E through H now. Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. Well, this is November 4, Hotel, Hotel Charlie. N4HHC, Warren, we're in Taylor's. Negative and negative tonight.
Control. Please check in November 4, Hotel Charlie Foxtrot, N4HCF. This is Paul, QTH is Anderson. No traffic, no comments.
Net Control. KJ4VAG, Cody in Asheville, Norman Harrell's grandson. I'll stick around for a comment.
Everyone on the net, if you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments tonight, Daniel. Good to hear you, my friend. Thanks for calling the net. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
4WZM. Yes, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Good evening tonight, Daniel. Glad to hear you all. Negative to negative. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, we'd like to recognize N4, N4HHC, Warren and Taylor, N4HCF, Paul and Anderson, KJ4, I think it was Victor Alpha Golf, Cody in Asheville, AK4HR, Mike in Simpsonville, and KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. E through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
4WZM. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James. And I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, I'll be negative and negative, but saying 73s for each one of you.
Control, please check in out of turn, please, sir. Papa Foxtrot, India. The name is Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec. Lima, Quebec. We're at Piedmont. Will this be in and out? Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Recognize KC4EZN Harry and Candler, KK4JFO James and Tuxedo, KG4PFI Don and his wife Linda, KG4QLQ, they're at home in Piedmont tonight. Any other stations? I think I was India through Lima. Drawing a blank all of a sudden. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry, and he brings along with him his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're at home in Greer. All right, let's see if I got any Echolink stations that would like to check in. Have I missed any Echolink stations? If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Chicken Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. Don't have any at this time, so we'll go ahead and continue with India through Lima. Do I have any more stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Chicken Internet, KJ4WZM or Net Control? To Mike through Papa now. M through P, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Chicken Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm back at the mobile tonight, mobiling around Piedmont. please check in Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, that is KI4MRS. His name is also Fred. He's checking in from Germany by telephone relay. 73 to you, Daniel. Welcome back, Roland. And I just got a quick question, but I'll be negative and negative.
4, WZM. Good up here in Hendersonville tonight, buddy. Please check in Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melbourne. And also, please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. We are negative and negative.
WZM, my friend Daniel. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, walled up here at Lake Bowen in Edmond. And welcome back, Herb. And Daniel, I'm be negative and negative, but I might be around for some rage. You, I done took my medicine, so check on me.
Let's recognize KF4MNH. That is Fred and Pelzer, and he brings along with him his other friend, Fred, KI4MRA, I think it was. Checking him in by telephone relay. Also, I'd like to recognize W4MHE, that is Melvin, and he brings along with him his wife, Pam, K2PAM. They're at home in Hendersonville tonight. Next, I have K4OIM, that is my buddy, Walt, in Inman. And I'll go back and check on you, Walt. I have one other station ahead of you as well. I have a guy named Jack in Mills River I haven't talked to you before, so I'll go back and check on him and then you. So, any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
ZM, KO4NNH. Just a correction on my location, I am mobile in Piedmont tonight. And Fred is also, or the other Fred, which is my father, is currently in Germany. Also, I got a quick question.
Fred, I got you corrected. I don't know why I wrote down Pelzer instead of Piedmont. And got your dad wrote down as in Germany. Sorry about that. And go ahead with your question.
All right, there is testing going on tomorrow. Can I get the details on that real quick?
The information on testing going on tomorrow. Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, this is N4HHC, Warren.
What?
Our testing tomorrow at the Red Cross building, their Grove Road. Testing starts at 9. We actually like to get you in there a little sooner to get paperwork filled out. One of the things you will definitely need is an FRN number, so you can actually go on the FCC website and you can register for one of those in just a few minutes. So if you don't have a license, you would need an FRN number. If you already have a license, that means you already have an FRN number. So any other questions about the testing? Over.
Warren, thank you very much for jumping back in and filling us in on that. I really appreciate it. Alrighty. I'm gonna make one more call. Mike. I was here, Mike, through power, Quebec to check out. Never mind, I'll go ahead and open it up. I'll let you do the alphabet at this point. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in the Blue Ridge Premier Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control.
Kilo November 4, Victor 50 Alpha. Steve and Emmett, I'm reading negative, negative.
Net Control. Please check in Alpha, Alpha 4, Romeo Mike, KA4RM, Robert in Easley, negative, negative.
Museum. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lima. No traffic, no chew. Good evening.
Check in Kilo November 4 Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative name.
Nice. KN4VWA, that is Steve and Edmund, AA4RM, Robert and Easley, WN4S, Chris and Lima. And KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Are there any more stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Community Net, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylors.
Net Control. Please check in Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Will be negative and negative.
Control. Again, KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4. Kilo Yankee India, Tom in downtown Greenville. Traffic and no round table.
KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. This is Anna and I'm in Campobello and I'd like to say welcome back to Roland. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel.
I'd like to recognize KI4DTY, Daniel and Taylor. KN4HTP Wendy and her husband Mark W2MJB, they're in Simpsonville tonight. KF4KYI Tom in downtown Greenville. And KO4RYP Anna in Campobello. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Until it's if you got my call sign right, this is Daniel and Taylors, and my call sign is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee.
Got it written down correctly, KI4DTY, KJ4WZM. Happy to help. Alrighty, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net. So this is KJ4WVM, now securing the formal portion of the net, so thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-in between rag 2s. So, first up for comments tonight, I have W4APB. Jack in Mills River. Jack, are you still up and around? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
For WZM. Pull around. I'm Whiskey 4 Alpha Papa Bravo, W4APB. Jack up camping up in North Mills River. How you doing tonight, brother?
Yeah, I seen it storms today in the mountains off and on a good bit. Did you get rain up there?
It's been raining on and off since last night or yesterday evening. And and then we got started raining again this morning, and it drizzled on us on and off all day long, but around 5 o'clock the skies opened up, and we finally got some sunshine, and it's been clear ever since. Good night.
To hear. I hope you're enjoying your time up there. Are you up in the mountains, or are you in the lower part of things?
Right, I'm up in the mountains. I'm in between North Mills River Recreation Area and the Blue Ridge Parkway. I'm on. I'm camping on a site off of Forest Service Road 5000. And as the crow flies, I'm about a mile from the parkway. And if I were to take the road up, I'm 2 miles from the parkway at around marker 400.
That direction. I used to be into bicycle riding a lot, and I used to go up there and ride up there because it was really nice. Sometimes I brought my bicycle up there and rode around from where you're at now. I'll say I was dumb enough to ride it all the way from down here to up there, and that was... It wasn't so much a long ride there, it was a long ride back. Because I'd ride around up there until I was tired, and then I'd come back. Now, a good bit of that coming back was downhill, but not all of it. So, that was always a bummer when I came back from that direction. having to go back through all that same stuff again. I rode up there a lot, though, and I loved it. That's one of my favorite areas of the country. I love the North Carolina mountains, and I love the mountains of West Virginia. I've never been out west, but I really, really enjoy the mountains, and I've been so busy lately, I haven't even had a chance. So, hoping to at some point soon get my life tamed down enough where I can go back to enjoying that. It'll be a much-needed break for me.
Roger that. You need to take some time for yourself and get back up in the mountains and do some rides. So I've seen a lot of mountain bikers up here. I don't know if you do road bike or mountain bike or both, but there's a lot of mountain bikers that's really popular, especially on the road that I'm on. And yeah, I understand those trips. Those trips are the ones that are not fun to do, but they're fun to talk about later on. I'm not a cyclist, but I've done a lot of backpacking trips like that where it's just, they can be kind of miserable doing it, but it's really fun to talk about. It's really fun to tell the story later. And, So, you definitely need to take some time for yourself and get back up here and do some cycling.
Definitely planning on it for sure, and the weather's about to change too pretty nicely. All the fall leaves come out, everything will be red and orange. Oh yeah, that's my favorite time to go up there. Not good to go there after it rains, but once the sun's been out for a little while and things dry out and the leaves are crunchy again instead of slippery slidey, that is when it's the best. I just love going up there, and it's nice and cool this time of year too, so can do a lot harder of a workout without the hot, sweaty repercussions. So, I plan on going up there sometime soon and enjoying it. Those long trips, definitely worth it. I've done too many to count. The one in particular that I mentioned earlier, my brother was going to go see some friends that live up that way in the mountains. And we decided to go up there, and it was like 55 or 60 degrees here and kind of misting. And it was like that the whole way, but the temperature was colder, so because of the elevation and it being farther north. So the whole way up there and the whole way back, especially the way back, it was downhill, which meant the wind speed was higher, and I got so cold. I don't know what I was thinking going out and riding my bike when it was that temperature, but it was nice and quiet and pretty and everything, but I got cold. And the little bit of rain made it worse because everything was damp. But I enjoyed it. I wouldn't go back and undo that trip.
Yeah, definitely. It's those type of trips are the ones that are the most memorable for sure. I mean, I've had how many countless backpacking trips where I don't remember the details or the particulars, but it's the ones that really, I really got to dig in and just get myself through that are probably some of the best ones I've ever done. Remember those the most. So, yeah, I feel you on that, brother. And another thing, too, I just wanted to say how grateful I was for amateur radio service, because we have no cell phone signal up here. So, I mean, there's just this patch until you get a little higher up towards the parkway. And I'm just so grateful to have amateur radio, because without it, I mean, if we had an emergency up here or something like that, you know, we would be in not good shape. So it's just really nice to know that I can reach out and trust them.
Add that back on to my whole little bicycle riding story. When I go up there in the mountains like that on my bicycle, I bring my radio, and it has gotten me out of trouble before, too. I remember one time I rode from Asheville to the top of Mount Mitchell and back, and it was the outskirts of Asheville. It was West Asheville that I left from. The Walmart in West Asheville that's near TGI Fridays and Interstate 40 and all that on North Carolina Highway 146. It's like halfway between Arden and Asheville is where I left from. A Walmart is there. I left from the parking lot there and went up to the top of Mount Mitchell and back on my bicycle. When I got to the top, I definitely didn't have a cell phone signal, but I was able to radio back down here to one of my friends. He's the one that started the net for me earlier tonight, W4DJW. I radioed to him that I would not make it down back to where I started from before sunset, and had him call my buddy to come pick me up and take me the last about 10 miles back to my car, because I just wasn't going to make it there before running out of daylight. And sure enough, when he finally came into sight, and I wish he had a radio too, when he finally started coming into range and radioed to me that he was coming up on me, I was almost all the way back down to Asheville at that point, just a few miles from Asheville itself, and daylight had run out. So this radio saved my tail, because I would have had to ride all the way back to my vehicle on busy streets with no lights, which was a problem. So I was able to make it all the way down the parkway before daylight ran out, but luckily I was able to get a ride back to my car.
And that's just great. That's what this is all about. I mean, being able to actually use this service. And I love these nets too. I try to check in as much as I can. I kind of put the radio down for a little while and hadn't been using it, but I'm really glad to pick it back up and get back on and get back in the loop with everybody and start checking into the nets again, because I love that this is like a service hobby. Someone said it the other night on the net that, you know, this is a service hobby, and or a hobby service, or however you want to put it. And I mean, I don't know if there's a number on how many times people have probably gotten out of trouble using this service or help, you know, help during emergencies and whatnot. So it's definitely great. We need to get more. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier, and we need to get more young people involved in this and becoming like.
If it's an encouragement, I was a young person when I got involved in it. I was 16 when I got my license. That was 11 years ago now, and I renewed my license because I saw how much it's worth, a lot more than what you pay for the pain and agony of studying, which isn't that bad, and a whole lot more than about the $10 or $15 testing fee that you normally have. So I definitely figure it's worth it to keep my license, especially since I don't think you got to pay to renew it. So I don't plan on retiring my license until my life is over. So, yep, I really enjoy this hobby. It's very interesting. It has kept me awake while driving before when I was about to fall asleep because I had people to talk to on the radio. It kept me more alert. It has gotten me rides when I've been on bicycle and run out of daylight and I didn't have cell phone signal. And it has helped a whole bunch of other people in natural disasters. Tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, you name it. Things that affect the power grid and the internet. Take those out, amateur radio is still there, and it has saved lots and lots of lives, and it will continue to do so. But we need more people involved in it. I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine, just a little bit ago. I was explaining to her about what amateur radio is, and going over it with her, and just talking about if. God forbid the grid goes down or something like that. I mean, yeah, amateur radio is really the only line, would be the only lines of communication. I mean, and telling her about how a lot of hams, have backup batteries or generators. So as long as you have sun or fuel, I mean, you're ready to go. And now with solar technology, I mean, you could operate indefinitely as long as your equipment is in good shape and you can take care of it. So, yeah, it's definitely something that is definitely worthwhile, and I think that a lot of younger people discount, because they say, well, I've got my cell phone, I can talk to someone in Australia, on my cell phone if I wanted to, and it's not if a hurricane came through and knocked the towers out. What have you? I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities, like the Carrington event that happened in the 1850s that knocked out the entire telegraph system and actually injured a bunch of people in doing so. I mean, stuff like that can and will happen in the future. Radio will be the only way we'll be able to keep it on, be able to get messages out, and be able to communicate with loved ones, and spread news about weather conditions and whatnot. So yeah, I mean, it's great. So yeah, I think that we definitely need to get a lot more younger people involved in it, and show them that it's not antiquated, that it's still a very viable and relevant way of communication. And I think I've taken up enough time chewing the rag with you, brother. We'd probably let some other people get in here, so I'm going to bid 7-3 on your final.
Well, good talking to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your time up there camping. I'm glad that you're enjoying the hobby. About the hurricane and stuff like that, about a year ago, one came through here, and it came through extremely fast. It was only here for a few hours before it got going, but it came through right around Category 1, and I had no idea it was even going to come through like that, but it took out my power for 2 days, I think it was, maybe 3 days. It took out a bunch of trees and stuff all over the place. High winds and all that came through, and I didn't have a cell phone signal at my house for the whole 2 or 3 days I was without power. I had to drive 5 miles into town to get a cell phone signal. It took a 5-mile drive just to get a signal back because it took down everything. Power lines was down, and the internet lines were damaged, so no cell phone signal. The towers didn't do any good, and eventually they went offline when their generators or power source went out. So, yep, I know firsthand those will go out quick. Anyways, good talking to you, Jack. You have a good one. Enjoy your time camping. Thanks for chewing the rag a little bit. W4APB, KJ4WVM. Alrighty, do we have any more check-ins or have I missed anyone for comments? Please call KJ4WVM or Net Control.
Please check in. KG4 LPF, It's Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Sam in Liberty, 73 Street. And sorry that I'm late, but I just remembered to get on here. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Friday, I got KG4LPS. That is Sam in Liberty. No problem, Sam. That's what we're here for. Let's see if K4OIM is still up. Well, are you around still? If you're still up and you'd like to talk for a couple of minutes, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM. K4OIM. Man, I thought you had two down for right shoe before me.
Sure, I got one. Have I missed anyone for comments? Let me check real quick. Have I missed anyone for comments? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control. KJ4VAG, Cody in Asheville. I'm sticking around for comments.
All right, I'll holler at you. I'm so sorry about that. I usually put a star next to the people who are rag chewing, and I forgot to mark you down. I'm so sorry about that, Cody. And thanks for letting me know, Walt. KJ4VAG, Cody. KJ4WZM. Go ahead.
All right, Net Control. This is KJ4VAG, Cody, up here in Asheville. I'm actually living in Charleston now, but came up here to help out with everything with Grandpa, Norman N4NH, who became a silent key about 2 weeks ago. Just wanted to get on and check in and say hello to everybody. We're going to be getting some radios and stuff to possibly sell and donate. Grandpa had quite the collection. I don't know if you guys have like a page on Facebook or anything, but all the proceeds from it are going to be donated to the museum up here in Asheville, the AB Tech. So it's Cody Bussard, if anybody wants to look me up on Facebook, and I'll be posting some pictures and stuff of, you know, what we're going to be getting rid of. Good to check in, and yeah, hopefully we'll be around a little bit longer. KJ4VAG, Cody Nashville.
Cody, man, I'm really sorry to hear about that, about your grandpa passing away. I lost one of mine back in 2010. I still have the other one. I'm real sorry to hear about that. But if you need anyone for buying radios, I am interested in HF equipment, if he's got any of that. I don't have any HF radios yet, and I'm looking to get at least one or more.
Like I said, if you want to, it's Cody Bussard, B-U-S-S-A-R-D. Look me up on Facebook, and I'm going to be going through the stuff tomorrow and just looking to see, you know, what he has. Grandpa, he was the head examiner for West Cars up here in Asheville. I'm sure a bunch of y'all know him, N4NH Norman. But yeah, just a fair price. We're just going to, and like I said, we're going to donate any of the proceeds to the radio museum up in Asheville at AV Tech. Yeah, KJ4VAG.
Sounds great. I do appreciate it. And I'll go ahead and look you up on Facebook.
That's good. And like I said, I appreciate all you guys. There's been a bunch of comments about him, and you know, he loved his hobby. And I got my radio license back in 2010, my senior project, and you know, it's just more of a thing to the grin on his face when I passed the test was pretty great. But yeah, like I said, appreciate everybody, and 73 is all, and KJ4VAG, appreciate it.
Not at all. Yep, you got your license right around the same time I got mine. Thanks for hopping in here. KJ4VAG, KJ4WZM, 73C, man, and I think we're probably pretty close to the same age as well. But you have a good one, and I will I'll probably hit you up on Facebook shortly and see what you have tomorrow when you go through everything. On for check-ins, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Kilo, Oscar, 4, Papa, Quebec, Victor, this is Joseph. We all can close South Carolina, y'all hear me? And I'll be in and out, and I'm mobile.
I hate to bother you. I know you gave your call really slow. I had some stupid notification come across my phone that I looked at right when you gave it. I wrote down your call. I might have it wrong. I have it as Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Victor. Is that correct?
Control negative. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa Quebec Victor. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa Quebec Victor, Joseph and Clover, mobile, and I'm in and out.
Apologize for that, Joseph. I've got it correct now. And I would like to recognize KO4PQB. That is Joseph, mobile, around in Clover, and that is definitely a haul on the mobile. Some great signal considering the distance. Definitely impressive. Alrighty, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, if you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet, please call KJ4WZM or Net Control. K4OIM, Walt, are you still up? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
KJ4WZM, K4OIM, how you doing tonight, Matt? I mean, damn, why am I calling you Matt? How you doing tonight, Daniel?
Great. I got me another bike, a motorized one, so now I can go back and forth to work, and I'm about to take my vehicle apart and fix it properly before snow season comes in.
Rain up there, Daniel. Man, it poured down here for about a good 2 hours, about an hour ago, it finally ended.
Off and on for quite a while now. Today it did, yesterday it did, I think maybe the day before that it did. It has rained off and on for quite a while now, and it clears up, it goes away, and next thing you know, it's back again. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's pretty annoying. I mean, I like the rain. I also like the sun, though, and I like it to rain all at once, and then the sun come out, not tease you back and forth. Oh, it's sunny now, just kidding. And that's what it's been doing.
It drizzled a little here yesterday, off and on, but I don't know, I don't think it amounted to anything. If you had a rain gauge, it would probably evaporate it before the next shower come by. But boy, we had some rain this evening. So I guess you ain't got your ball joints in.
Probably be taking that vehicle apart this weekend, since I finally have reliable transportation back and forth to work that is other than just that vehicle. So I might have to dress for the weather every now and then, but I already dressed for the slide, not the ride, so it's not that much different. So I'm hoping to get that situation squared away soon. I've been watching the weather patterns and have come to realize the likelihood of us getting a decent amount of snow this winter due to two things: how warm this summer was and what it did to the ocean temperatures, and the amount of tropical activity that we're having come through, and the North Atlantic Oscillation, and the one other thing. I forget. I think it's the La Nina setup, which we can get better winters during El Nino sometimes, and better winters during La Nina sometimes. But when it runs close to neutral, is when it's the best, and it's going to run close to neutral the second half of the winter. so it looks like we're in good shape for a decent amount of snow this year. And I'm going to try to get my vehicle fixed up because it looks like we'll have some cold air combined with a lot of precipitation.
I didn't write Cody's call sign down. Why don't you holler back at him and see if he's monitoring and tell him about the swamp bed on Wednesday night? He could get rid of a lot of stuff on there.
Real quick, that's a great point. KJ4VAG, KJ4WZM, are you still around, Cody? Alright, it sounds like he's gone off of here, but I do have his call sign and his name, and he told me to hit him up on Facebook, so when I get on there and add him after the net, then I will go ahead and send him information about that and go ahead and send him Gary's number as well. So I'll get that communicated to him.
To probably contact when he was on there, but I was up to my elbows in dirty dishes. Well, they were clean then, but I was washing and rinsing dishes. I didn't have a chance. But you been doing all right, Cody? I'll get it straight a minute. You can tell that I took 100 milligrams of amitriptyline. Boy, that stuff knocks me for a loop. So, back to you, Daniel, K4OIM.
I hate to say this, K4OIM, KJ4WZM. I hate to say this, but after I got better from the virus, I got the actual virus. I tested positive for it and everything, and I know that I got it. But after I got that, I have felt so stupid lately. My brain sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. I suddenly forget what I was doing right in the middle of something. Even calling the net tonight, I couldn't remember for the life of me what group I was in. And I've never struggled with that before. I could shut my eyes, I could call the net in my sleep. I've done it so many times now. But all of a sudden, tonight, I couldn't remember what group I was in. I couldn't remember what people I'd recognized. I didn't know if I recognized some people or not. And I have not had to experience that before. I've had short-term memory issues my whole life, and my long-term memory is excellent. But there's a difference between general short-term memory issues and all of a sudden, like, severe short-term memory issues. And it's been horrible for me, and I've never had to deal with this before. So I looked online and did some research, and supposedly once I start to get my smell to return, my short-term memory will supposedly slowly fade back into being closer to how it used to be.
WJ4, KJ4WZM, K4OIM. Yeah, they had me on 100 milligrams of amitriptyline to keep my migraine headaches in check, and it worked. But I walk around like I'm drunk most of the day, trying to get that stuff to wear off of me. Then I backed off. I wasn't taking any of it. I should have cut one of them in half and took a half instead of a whole one. But I'd went about a week or two without taking one, and it got to where I just lay there and toss and turn. I couldn't sleep. Night before last, I went down there, this is Friday, Wednesday night. I went up there and went to bed about 5 minutes after 10. And I lay there and tossed and turned till 5:10 in the morning. And then last night I said, the heck with this, I'm going to start back up on it. And I took one last night, yesterday evening, about 8 o'clock. And when I went up there, I don't even remember laying down, but I slept till about 10:30 today. So I'm going to stay on schedule with them, but I'm going to start taking them a whole lot earlier. I usually wait till I go to bed, but I'm going to start taking them about 7-8 o'clock in the afternoon, and that way I'll be sleepy when I go to bed, and I can get up in the morning. That's you, Daniel.